Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Samach Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 17 lines from the top of daf Samach Ches. You'll notice a long marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, an encircled expression, Shlomo HaMelech V'Shed. From that point is where we pick up today's shiur. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, Ad Sof Amud Beis. This will take us down to practically the end of Amud Beis, namely practically all of today's shiur, Maisa Shel Shlomo Melech Vashmedoi Melech Hashedim, a story involving King Solomon and Ashmedoi, the king of the demons, Bechipus Achar Hashomir Letzorach Binyan Beis HaMikdash, regarding the search for the Shomir, a creature that was necessary for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. What role this creature played will become evident in the Gemara. At the end of this long story, you will notice, as we said at the lower part of Samach Ches Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, the resumption of our triangle marking scheme, which introduces the names of different ailments and their remedies. We spent quite a bit of time introducing the sugya in our previous year of Daf Samach Zayin. Now the Gemara. Osisi li shorim v'shoros v'sanugos b'nei odom sida v'sidos. This is a pasuk from Kehelis, a work found in the Tanakh authored by King Solomon. Shorim v'shoros, that were referred to in this pasuk, elu mine zemer. That's a reference to different types of song. V'ta'anugos b'nei odom elu brechos u'merchatzos. The pleasures of man is a reference to pools and bathhouses. Shida v'shidos. What is that a reference to? So here we have two opinions. Hocha targimu shida v'shitzin, a male demon and a female demon. B'marova amri shidsa. In Eretz Yisrael, they explain these words as referring to chariots, carts for transport, for transportation. Omer v'yochanan, shlosh meos mine shedim hoyu b'shichin. Rabbi Yochanan says there were 300 kinds of demons in Shechin. It's the name of a place. V'shido atzmo eini yodea mahi. Rashi says mahi ma demusa umativa. The shido itself, I don't know what its form is and what its nature is. V'yeshomrim, Rashi says shido atzmo roish kulon v'imon eini yodea mahi. The other opinion is the head of all of them, their mother. I don't know what she is. Omar Mar, a quote from that which we mentioned just a couple lines up. Hocha targimu shida v'shitzin, regarding the pasuk that made reference to shida v'shidos, Shlomo HaMelech says, I had all of these things. I had, we mentioned, different types of songs, different kinds of pools, and he also had he had demons. So the Gemara asks, Shida v'shitzin l'mai ivi lei. What purpose did Shlomo HaMelech have in having demons? So you will see as the Gemara goes on the benefit that he had from having them. Dichtiv. We should point out, of course, if you're a first-time listener, We've mentioned these points before in our Gemara markings Shiurim. Many times we encounter esoteric topics. The deeper understanding of them is beyond the scope of our Gemara markings Shiurim, and therefore, if they arouse curiosity, by all means, we encourage looking into these matters further. We're going to simply attempt to present the Gemara on a very superficial translation level, but do not stop there. Realize that we're dealing with the Talmud, the oral law, and there is nothing contained within these volumes that doesn't have great significance. So the pasuk says regarding the building of the Beis Hamikdash, it says "Va'bayis bibonoso even shlemo maso nivne." There are a number of different explanations, details how to approach this pasuk, but in general, the idea is that the stones used for the Beis Hamikdash shall be complete stones and not not chiseled away with iron implements. Omar Luhu Lerabonon, Heshi Avid. Shlomo HaMelech, who was in charge of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, how can I construct a Beis HaMikdash, such a grand structure, without using metal implements in chiseling the rocks to size, to fit, to the right shape? Omrule Iko Shamiro, the icy Moshe Lavne Efo. There is a creature called Shamir that you can see in Rashi was created from the 6 days of creation, and it's the nature of this creature is that nothing that's of a hard substance can withstand it. In other words, it's capable of cutting away, cracking, chiseling hard substances. Moshe Rabbeinu needed it for the stones, the Avnei Efo. These are stones that were worn by the Kohen Gadol, on which the names of the 12 tribes appeared, and the letters forming the names that were on these stones had to appear, but could not be chiseled away, but they had to be etched into the stones. It wouldn't be enough to take a magic marker or some type of indelible marker and write the names. The pasuk uses the word pituche chosam, and on the other hand, metal could not be used to scratch into the stones to chisel away the letters. So this Shamir creature was used whereby the names were written on the stones, and this creature was led over the letters, and as this creature passed over the written letters, the stones cracked or they opened in accordance with the shapes of the letters. The Gemara continues, Omar Lehu Hecho Ishtakach. So Shlomo Melech asks the Rabbonan, where is it found? Omrule, the Rabbonan said, Aisi Shida Vishitzin. Bring the demons. Kavshinhu Ahadodi. He applied pressure to them, to the demons, to reveal where they were. Efshir diyadi umaglu loch. So the rabbis said, bring the demons, subject them to pressure, and maybe they know and will reveal to you where the Shamir is. Aisi shida vishitzin kavshinu adodi. He brought, so Shlomo Melech summoned forth these demons. He applied pressure to them. Amri, and they said, Anan lo yodinon, Dilma Ashmedoi Malkadishidi Yoda. We don't know where it is, but maybe Ashmedoi, the king of the demons, knows. Omalu Hecho Ise. So Shlomo asked, well, where is he? Omar Amri Le, Ise Betura Plon. he is found at such and such a mountain. Take note, by the way, of this is a long response, a long answer. They tell him he's at he can be found at a certain mountain. Karya le Bira, Umalya le Maya. He has dug for himself a pit, filled it with water. A pit filled with water for drinking purposes. Umichse b'tinra, and it's covered with a stone. V'chasme b'gushpanke, and the stone is affixed with a seal, with his seal. V'chol yoima solik, it's fixed with a seal so that he would know that no one tampered with it. V'chol yoima solik l'rikia v'goma misifta d'rikia, and every day the demon ascends to the heavenly yeshiva and studies there. V'nochis d'ara v'goma misifta d'ara, and he descends earthwards and studies in the earthly yeshiva. V'osi sayer lei l'gushpanke, then comes and checks out his seal, making sure that no one opened up his pit. Umagli le vishosi, he then removes the stone, he exposes the water, drinks. Umachsi le vichosim le vyosel, and he covers it up, seals it, and goes. The significance of this pit and what they will do is forthcoming. Shadre livnoyo ben yoyoda, so Shlomo Melech sent Benoyohu ben Yoyoda, Yohav le Shushilta dechokik ale shame. He gave Benoyohu a chain that had etched on it the name of the Almighty. The askisa dechokik ale shame, and a ring that had the name of the Almighty etched on it. Ugvovi de amra veziki de chamra, and he also equipped him with clumps of wool and wine flasks of wine. Ziki are flasks of chamra, of wine. Before we go further, we'll try to illustrate what we're going to see in the words, so as not to be preoccupied on a word-by-word basis trying to figure out what's going on. So far we have the scene. I hope the scene is pretty clear. Shlomelch is sending Benoyo ben Yoyoda equipped with flasks of wine, clumps of wool, on his way to a mountainside where there is a pit of water that Ashmedoi drinks from. What's the whole point here? We have an illustration in the margin. The illustration represents a har, a mountain. You'll notice there's on the side of the mountain, we're going to have pits that are dug out. The upper one's called Bor Elyon, the upper pit. In the middle, Boro Shel Ashmedoi, that's the current pit used by Ashmedoi. And then a lower pit. Now, they cannot tamper, Benoyo Ben Yoyoda cannot tamper with the pit that currently is used by Ashmedoi. So he digs out an upper pit above higher up on the mountain, and fills it with, it will be filled with wine. There's a lower pit that he'll dig out that's called the Bor Tachton, and at the point that he will open the from that lower pit, make an opening into, as you can see illustrated in the wall between it and Ashmedoi's pit, he'll make a hole. The result of that hole will be that the water in Ashmedoi's pit will run into the lower pit without tampering with the stone on top. Once the bore of Ashmedoi is emptied out, then he'll take the clumps of wool and seal that hole, and once the hole is sealed, wine can be poured into the upper pit with a hole leading from it into that middle pit, the pit of Ashmedoi, and the wine will remain in that middle pit that's now been emptied of its water, but also sealed so that the wine will remain there and not get mixed up with the water in the lower pit. Now we go back to the Gemara. Pick up in the middle of the line, Ozal Kora Biro Mitatoi. Benoya went and dug a pit, another pit down below on the slope of the mountain below Ashmedoi's pit. Vishafinu Lamaya, and he emptied Ashmedoi's pit of its water content. Visasminu Bigvovi Damra, and then sealed the hole between that middle pit, the Ashmedoi pit, and the lower pit now filled with water. Vikara Bira Meloi, and then Benoyo dug out an upper pit above Ashmedoi's pit. Vishafchinu Lechamra Vitaminu. He poured water into that upper pit, and it flowed into the Ashmedoi pit as a result of a hole that he made in the side of that uppermost pit. And then Vitaminu. It seems from the appearance of this word Vitaminu, which means he then sealed up, he then filled up the pits that he dug out with dirt so that they would not be noticeable anymore. It seems that the water that was originally in Ashmedoi's pit that ran into the lower pit, it then ran away, it dissipated, whatever, but he had the opportunity to seal up both of the pits that he had dug. Because at this point, the only liquid is wine located in the original Ashmedoi pit. So after that, Solik Yosef Beilna, Benyoy went up into sat in a tree to observe what was going to happen. Ki Osa, when Ashmedoi came, Sairei the Gushpanko, he checked out his seal. Galye exposed his pit. Ashkeche Chamro, and found that there was wine in there. Omar, and he made a negative comment concerning wine, citing a posuk concerning those who drink wine. It says, Ksiv Leitz Hayayin Homer Shechor V'Choshogebo Lo Yechkam. The psukim indicate that wine is associated with scoffers. People who involve themselves with it will not achieve wisdom, and harlotry and the like is the result of the drinking of wine. Lo ishti, so he didn't drink it. Kitzochi, but when he got thirsty, lo sagya le. The Girsa on the side says de lo ishti. It was impossible for him to continue not drinking. Omar ksiv. We're continuing reading from the note on the side. Ashmedoi says, well, there's another pasuk that says v'yayin yisamach lavav enosh. Wine makes the heart of men happy. We continue in the Gemara. Ishti rava v'gona. He drank the wine, became intoxicated, and fell asleep. Now, while asleep, Nochis Osa, Binoyo descended from the tree, Shodabe Shushilta Sasmehi. He wrapped around the demon the chain, wrapped the chain around the demon's neck so that he wouldn't be able to take it off his head. And Sasme and sealed the chain around his neck. Kiyasar Havakor Mifarza, when he got up, he started to go wild to get this chain off his neck. Omarle, so Benyo, who was there, said, Shma Demorach Aloch, Shma Demorach Aloch. The name of your master, namely the Almighty, is upon you. And he repeated that. Kinokit Le Viosi, as Benyo took him by the chain and started walking. Mota Dikla Chofbe, he rubbed upon a palm tree, Shaje, and it was cast down. And it was the mere rubbing of the shade of Ashmedoi onto this tree caused it to fall. Mota the Beso Shaje came by to a house, and the same thing in it, and the house fell down. Mota Gabi Kuba Dahi Armalta. He was approaching a hut belonging to a widow that lived there, and she was aware of what was happening. Nafka, she came out. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Ich nino le, she pleaded with him, don't cast down my hut. Kofala komse, so he bent in such a way to a different direction to avoid rubbing into her little home. Isbar be garmo, and a bone within him broke. He broke a bone. Omar Hainu Dichtiv, and it's with this we understand the posuk that says Veloshen Rako Teshaver Gorem, soft speech, that this woman was pleading with him in a soft, beseeching tone, is capable of breaking a bone. There is a marking scheme. Here you see the double underline, one of our series markings. On the side of the Gemara, we explain under the Mivneh heading, Tofaos Muzoros, strange occurrences, Teunos Hezber, that require explanation, Shisrachshu Bizman Shoivu Binyo Es Ashmadei Shamamelch, that transpired when Binyo was conveying Ashmadei to Shlomo Melech. Hezber Yavo Bahem Sheikh HaGemora, the explanation will appear in the, as the Gemara continues, and you can see this Kfi Shemesumon Ayadei Hachitzim, as is pointed out by the arrows. So that you can see in a few lines, there's an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. Then on the lower part, in the middle of the page, you'll notice on the opposite, the fifth wide line of the Gemara, another arrow. At that point, the Gemara will explain these unusual events. So now the Gemara. A third line from the top, Chozo Samyo, Ashmedoi saw a blind man, the Havet Kotoi Beurcha, that was struggling, was stumbling on his way, Aske Beurche, and he set him up on the path. Chozo Ravio, he saw an intoxicated person, the Havet Kotoi Beurcha, was also having difficulty walking with his path, Aske Beurche, and he put him on the path. Chozo Chedvisa, he saw, Chedvisa usually is translated as joy. He saw a group of people accompanying a bride and celebrating her marriage. Dahava ka madchi la, they were making her happy. They were and Bocha and Ashmedai cried. Shamelahu gavro davakoma luush kifa. Ashmedai heard a man saying to a shoemaker, Ovidli Misani Lishev Shani, I want you to make me shoes that will last 7 years. Ochichin Ashmedai laughed. Chozahu Kisma David Kosim Ochichin. He saw a magician, a sorcerer who was practicing his magic, and Ashmedai laughed. We don't have any explanations for these things immediately. That will be forthcoming. Kimoto Lohasam Lo Ailua Lagabe de Shlomo Atlosumi. When he arrived by the king, so he wasn't ushered in until the passage of 3 days. We have a diamond marking on the side of Mora under the Mivneh heading. We indicate Havlotas Gimul Yomim Shimtin Ashvadoi Ad Shinivgash Imamelch. We're highlighting each one of these 3 days until he meets the king. Yuma Kama, the first day, Omar Lahu Amai Lo Koboi Li Malka Lagabe. Ashmedai asked, why is the king not summoning me in? Omar Le Anse Mishtya. He's drunk a lot. Could very well be he's intoxicated. Shoka Levinta, so Ashmedai took a brick, Oisiv Achaverta, took one brick and placed it upon another brick. Asu Amru Leila Shlomo. They told the king, Shlomo Hamelech, what he did with the bricks. Omar Lahu, Shlomo, who was a man of we'll say divine understanding, he had divine wisdom, he understood even hints of the demons, so he explained, Hochi Omar Lahu, this is what he's saying, Hadur Ashkehua, give him some more to drink. Lamochar Omar Lahu, Amai Lo Koboi Li Malkul Gabei, the next day, the Ashmedai asked, why does the king not summon me in? Omru le anse michla. They say he's overeaten. Shota levinto mechaverto. He then took the brick from upon its other, the other brick, oisvar, and placed it on the ground. Also Malele Shlomo, same thing. They told Shlomo what he did, Omar Lahu, and Shlomo said, Hochi Omar Lahu, thusly he is saying to you, Negidu Mine Michle, withdraw from him the food. And he, with, in other words, feed him now very little. Lesof Tlosa Yomi, Ayo Lekamei, at the end of 3 days, he was brought in. Shokal Kanyo, the Ashmedoi took a Kanya, a reed, Umoshach Arba Gamidi, and measured out 4 amos, Vishoda Kamei, and then threw it to him. Omar Le and Ashmedoi said, Michti Ki Mayas Ahu Gavra, he says to the king, when you die, less Le Bahadein Amo El Adalad Gamidi, you will have in this world only 4 amos. In other words, that's the size of your grave. That's what you're left with. Hashta kavashte lukuliyama. Now you've conquered the whole world. Velo savata ade kavshis namilidi. And seems that you're not satisfied until you captured me as well. Omar le Shlomo says lo koboino minoch midi. I don't have any request of you anything. I don't need you. In other words, I'm not trying to get anything from you. Except boino di ivne the base hamigdash, I need to build the base hamigdash v'komivi li shamira, and I need the shamir, and you can help me with that. Omar le Ashmedoi says l'didi lo mosir li, it's not given over to me. I don't have the shamir. L'sora di yama mosir le, it's given to the minister of the seas. V'lo yohiv le elo l'tarnagela bora. The Mehemon Le Ashwase, and the minister of the seas, of the oceans, gives it over to Tarnagola Bora. Tarnagola Bora is a bird known as the Duchifas, which is featured in the Chumash. It's an unkosher type bird featured in Vayikra Perek Yudalev Pasuk Yutes in Parshas Shmini. It's also found in Parshas Re'eh in Dvorah Perek Yudalev Pasuk Yudches. And this bird is very trustworthy. It's a trustworthy bird. It keeps its vow. Umay Ovid Bey, what does the Tarnagola Bora, what does the Dufifas do with the Shamir? Mamti Le Luturi the Lesbahu Yishuv. This bird brings the Shamir to a Turi, is a mountain, where there is no means of support. Lespa Yishuv, Rashi says, Lespa Yishuv shel zroyim vilonus lisparne sham. It's a barren area where there is no means of developing a community. Umonach lo ashina de Torah, the Tarnagola Bora places the Shomir down on the mountain rock. Upoka tura, and it causes the rock to split, forming a type of ditch. Umankit maisi bizrani miuni. The bird then gathers seeds from trees, tree seeds, vishadi hasam, and casts them into these ditches that the shamir made in the rock, and trees grow vahave yishuv, and that enables a community to have a means of support to develop. Fahainu de metargaminon nagartura. The targum, the Aramaic rendition of the word dufifas. We said dufifas is found in the Chumash, Vayikra Perek Yudal Pasuk Yutes. The targum, the Aramaic version of that is nagartura. That's a nagar is a carpenter of tour of mountains. Just like a carpenter cuts away at wood, so too this bird cuts. This bird sees to it through the shamir that it cuts away at the mountains. Botku kina the tarnagola bora the is le boni. So they sought out a bird's nest, a dufifas bird nest, in which there are little chicks. V'chafyua l'kine zugisa chivrasi, and they covered the bird nest with with the clear glass, with the transparent glass. Ki osa boy lemeal, when the bird, the mother bird, came and wants to get into its nest, velo motzi, and was unable to, the glass was keeping it out. Also, I see shamira. So the bird went and got its shamir. The oisve iluya placed the shamir on the glass, with, of course, the intention of the glass splitting, and she will now have access to her chicks. Roma be kola shadye, and the emissaries of Shlomo shouted, made a noise, and frightened the bird, and it left the shomir. And the emissaries of King Solomon then shakle, they took the shomir. Ozal chonak nafshe eshwase, and this bird, this mother bird, then strangled itself over its inability to keep its oath, its faith to the Sar Shilyam that had entrusted it with the shomir. Omar le benoyo. Now you notice we have the arrow, and we're making references back to those unusual stories above. On the side of Mora, we have a mivne, structural note. The squiggle underline introduces the term maitaimo, hesper le toifa ois amuzaros, an explanation of the strange events above. The double underline actually corresponds to the double underlining before, hadgoshes kol toifa'o shuske lemailo, highlighting each event, as was mentioned earlier. The dashed underline introduces Omar Le, where Chubas Hashmilei responds. The Gemara, Omar Le Benoyo, my taimo ki chazisu samyo, why is it that when you saw the blind man, David Kotoi Burcha, Asikte Lurche, why did you place him back on the path? Why did you help him out? Rashi says, Asikte ma choshashtolo, what was on your mind? What were you thinking about? Omar Le, so Ashmuna answers, Machasi Le Birukia, it was announced concerning that blind man, that Tzadik Gomor Hu, is a complete righteous individual. Uman David Le Nicho Nafshe, and anyone who does kindness to him, helps him out, Zochi La Almodosi, will merit the world to come. Umay Taimo Ki Chazise Lahu Ravio De Kotoi Burcha Sikte Lurche, and why is it when you saw the drunk, you put him on the path, helped him out? It was announced in the heavens, the Rosha Gomor, he's a complete wicked man, totally wicked. And I did a favor to him, I did something good for him, so that he'll consume whatever merit he has in this world and have nothing in the world to come. My time, ki chazisa hu chedvisa bochis. Why is it when you saw the bride and all the joy, you cried? Amale. So he answers, boi meimas gavra begol talsin yoimin. It is destined that her husband, the groom, is going to die within 30 days. She'll then have a case of a husband dying, leaving no children. And the law is that a man who dies leaving no children, his wife, in this case this particular new bride, has to marry his surviving brother. The only problem is that his surviving brother at this point is a newborn. Ubaya minta liyavim katan tlesri shanin, and she's going to have to wait for the young brother, her brother-in-law, is called the yavam, 13 years till he becomes an adult. A legal adult to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. So she's, as far as Ashmedoi is concerned, his knowledge of the future led him to be aware of the rather sad circumstances that were going to unfold. My time all ki shamasei lo gavro demolei lushpika ushkifa ovili misani l'shev shonen achichas. Why is it that when you saw that man ask of the shoemaker to make shoes that will last 7 years, that you laughed? Omale, so Ashmalei says, ahu shiva yoimel lesle. This guy doesn't have 7 days left. Misani l'shev shonen boy, and he's asking for shoes that will last 7 years. My time, ki chazise lehu kasmo David kosim achichas. Why is it that when you saw the sorcerer practicing his magic, that you laughed? Amar Lei, So Ashmadoi answered, Da'ave Yosef Abe Goza Damalka. This guy, this sorcerer, this magician, was sitting upon a massive treasure. Liksaim Mai Diko Tusehi. He ought to practice magic to reveal that which is under his very self. Tarche Gabe Adabanya Lebeis HaMikdash. Ashmadoi stayed by Shlomo Melech until the Beis HaMikdash was complete. Yom Echad Havakoy Lechudei. One day, he was alone. Shlomo Melech was alone with Ashmadoi. Omale, he says, Ksiv Kesoyafos Re'em Lo. Ve'amrinon, and we explain this pasuk Kesoyafos Elu Malachei Ashores Re'em Elu Hashedim. My Rabu Saichu Minon. Shlomo Melech asks Ashmadoi, what praise does the Kodesh Baruch Hu have through you? In other words, this pasuk is a praise of majesty, of magnitude. He has the Almighty has service angels, and he has Shadim. What's the big deal, so to speak, of you guys with regard to the Ribbono Shalom? Take off the chain from my neck, v'hav li iskisa, give me the ring, v'achvi loch rabusoy, and I'll show you what our powers are. Well, Shlomo Melech was intellectually curious. Shakli the shilshilta mine, he removed the chain from him, v'yov le iskise, and he gave him the ring, bal e. Here we have a problem of a pronoun, and it says that he swallowed him or it. One pshat is it's the shade swallowed Shlomo. Another pshat is he swallowed the ring. Oisve lechad gape berakia ulechad gape ba'aro. Here we maybe an illustration would help, but we don't have one. But you have to imagine this demon has two wings. One he positioned on the ground, and the other he positioned heavenwards. You can imagine this angular, extended wings forming a diagonal, one on the floor and the other heavenwards. Paske arba mea parsi, and he cast him 400 parsa. From the context of the story, it appeared that the shade cast Shlomo Melech like the shade swallowed Shlomo Melech. Just imagine the imagery of a human cannonball, and he was cast to a tremendous distance, 400 parsa. Imagine 1,600 kilometers. Alahi Shaita Omar Shlomo. In that moment, King Solomon says, in the book of Keheles, Ma Yisrael Lodom Bechol Amalo Shamol Tachas Hashemesh. What advantage does man have in all his efforts that he rots under the sun? Meaning, look how vulnerable man is. The pasuk says, V'zeh Hoya Chelki Mikol Amoli. And this is my portion from all of my efforts. My vizeh. What is the pronoun and this? What is that a reference to? Rav Shmuel, Chalamar Maklo. One says, we have Rav and Shmuel. One says it's a reference to his stick. V'chalamar Gundo, his garment. Hoy mechazer al apsochim. Shlomo Melech, in continuing with the story, you see that he's been cast away, far away from his palace. And he was wandering from door to door, kolhecha de mota, wherever he reached Omar, he announced, Ani keheles soisi melech al yisrael b'shalayim. I am the king that reigned over the Jewish people in Jerusalem. You can imagine all the doors that he knocked on, looked at him, and probably thought he was a nutcase. Ki mota gabi Sanhedrin, when he approached, he eventually got to Jerusalem, where the high court is located, the Sanhedrin, Omru Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, Michti, Shoite v'chala milsa lo sorach. Someone who's a real fool doesn't repeat the same thing all the time. My high, what is going on here? What is this? This gentleman, this guy wandering all over the place, saying the same thing all the time. What is this? Amru le livnu yohu. Ka boi loch malko legabe. They asked Binoyo, we saw the faithful assistant to the king, we saw him before, and the Sanhedrin asked, has the king summoned you recently? Omar lehu, no, I haven't heard from the king recently. Shochu lehu lemalchivosa. So the rabbis of the Sanhedrin, they asked the king's wives, Kaasi malko legabaychu, has the king come by you? Sholchu lehu in kasi, yes, he's been by us. Sholchu lehu bidku bekare. So they said to the wives, check out his feet. The feet of a demon resemble the feet of a chicken. And the demon, as you can see in the context of this Gemara, has the capability of taking on the looks, the image, the appearance of whomever they want. Apparently, they are suspect, and you'll see they're right, that he took on the looks of Shlomo Melech, fooling the wives. Sholchu lehu, after requesting them to check out the feet, the wife sent the following, B'muki ka'asi, he comes to us, with his feet covered, mukir, we'll say socks, with socks on, all the time with socks covered, his feet are covered, the kotova lehu benedizayu, and he seeks us out when it's ordinarily forbidden, when they're nidos, when their women are experiencing their menstrual period. Standard Jewish law renders that strictly forbidden. So it's quite odd. They note that he's seeking intimacy out with them during that period. Vikotova lo nami le bas sheva ime, and even seeks out intimacy with his mother, bas sheva. So they realize that they're not dealing with the Sanhedrin revealed then that he who appeared as the king was not the king, but rather was the demon. Asu le shlomo vahavu le iskisa v'shilshilta dechokuk ale shem. They brought in the real Shlomo and gave him the chain and the ring with the name of the Almighty etched on it. Ki ayel chazia parach, when he came in, so the shade saw this and he flew away. V'afilu hachi havale biatusa mine. And even so, even though the shade departed, the king Shlomo still had fear of him. V'hainu dechtiv. The pasuk describes that the king's bed was surrounded by warriors with swords capable of fighting, and all of this was because of the fear of the night. A reference to the state of fear that Shlomo HaMelech continued in after this episode. Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Melech Vehedyo, Chad Omar Melech Vehedyo Melech. There's a disagreement between Rav and Shmuel as to what happened, what rank or status Shlomo continued to enjoy after this event. After all, he originally started as a very powerful, influential world emperor, and he was then cast away. Was from as we saw in the story, was made into a commoner. Did he regain his original status? So one opinion says Melech Vehedyo, no, but which basically means he did not regain his original status. The term Hedyo in this case means he didn't return, and there's a note, by the way, Rashi occupies both columns. There's no Tosfos on this page, so you'll notice in the second Rashi column, Melech Vehedyon in the middle, Hoya Shlomo, Lo Chozar Shuv L'Malchuso, and there's a note on the side that says, Ke'ein Malchus Rishona, Shemolech El Yoinim. He didn't regain his original status where he had control even over heavenly spiritual forces. The second pshat is, the second opinion that is, this is Melech Vehedyot Umelech, that he did regain his original stature. As you can see, we have a slash mark here, and we already explained that we're resuming the ailments and their remedies. On the side, we have a Mivneh, structural note, introducing these triangles, or say reintroducing these triangles. Hemshech of the hot triangles from Daf Samach Zayim and Beis. Havlotas Shemesh Shemachlos. The purpose is to highlight the names of the different ailments. And following each ailment, the Gemara presents its remedy. We mentioned in our previous year, the Tosfos in Maseches, Moed Kod Daf Yud Aleph, that Dibur Masel Kavro, that says that one should not practice these remedies nowadays anymore. But nevertheless, the Shas does present these ailments and their remedies. Ledoma de Resha. Rashi says, Choli ke'ev harosh habo machmazdam. Call it a headache that comes from blood-related matters. Lesi shurvina. Shurvina is a type of wood, an erez tree. So bring erez wood. Ubina. Bina is arova, willow. The Asa Dora, it's a myrtle branch, that's a fresh myrtle branch. The Zesa, olive. The Chilfa, and the Chilfi Diyama. Rashi says on Chilfa, Tzapsifa, Eichishmo, and he gives a French word, looks like the word poplar. But whatever it is, in Gemara markings, we don't always translate plants and animals, so bring this chilfa and chilfa diyama. It's another kind of plant that Rashi presents with a French word. The yavla, and this is a type of grass. So we have a number of ingredients. We have shurvina, bina, asadora, zesa, chilfa, chilfa yama, and yavla. The lish lukinu bahadi adodi. And then boil them all together. The lintel tlas mea kosi ahai gisa de resha. The tlas mea kosi ahai gisa de resha. And place or pour 300 cups on one side of the head and 300 cups on the other side of the head. The elo, and if that is not available, we're continuing with our markings. The squiggle underline we indicated in our previous year. It represents a situation where you don't have the initial suggested remedy. These are contingency remedies, alternatives. The ilo, and so if you don't have that, lysi varda chivra, bring a varda is a type of flower, a white vered, dekoi bechadora, where all of its leaves grow on one side, one above the other. Felishlake, boil it. Felintel shisin kosi ahai gisa deresha, vishisin kosi ahai gisa deresha. And then pour 60 cups on one side of the head and 60 cups on the other side of the head. Litzlichsa. Tzlichsa is a headache where half one's head aches. Lysi tarnagula bora, bring that kind of bird. We saw reference to the Tarnagola Bora in our story before involving the Ashmedoi. We mentioned that the Tarnagola Bora is the Duchifas in the Chumash. So if we can make the assumption that this Tarnagola Bora is the same as that, so it's a function of bringing that kind of bird. The lishkate, slaughter it. Bezuza chivra, using a silver coin, a dinar made of pure silver. That's a zuza chivra. Use that to slaughter the bird. Ahu gisa de koyevle, so that the blood from the slaughtering is on that side of the head that hurts. V'nizdayer midome delo l'saminu l'enei, and be very careful that the blood doesn't go into one's eye. It will cause blindness. Felisle Besefo de Bava, and then take that slaughtered bird and hang it from the entranceway. The Chiayel Chayef Bay, the Chinofik Chayef Bay, in such a way that when you go in, you rub into it, you rub upon it, and when you exit, you rub upon it. The topic of ailments and remedies continues. Mr. Shem, in our next year, we'll pick up from the beginning of Daf Samach Tesamet Aleph. But before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.